Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift. From Romans chapter 3. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. For the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans chapter 1. Christ offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins. From Hebrews chapter 10. And the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. From Matthew chapter 20. Forgiveness of sins is found in Jesus Christ. Salvation is in his hands alone. He is the way, the truth, the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. There are not many paths to salvation, to eternal life, to the Father. There are not many incarnations of Jesus throughout the world. There is only one Lord, Jesus Christ, and he is the only path to salvation, to eternal life, to the Father. And this Jesus came from only one people, not from all. And he died not for only one people, but for all. This truth God laid out as the plan of salvation from the moment that man fell into sin. In the garden, God promised that the descendant of the woman would defeat the serpent. Someone from the line of man would be victorious over the devil. Sin would be dealt with. It would be paid for. Satan would lay defeated. And that someone, of course, is Jesus. And he came to fulfill the promise made to one Abram, that all nations would be blessed through him. Jesus came forth from the tribe of Judah. He is the shoot that came up from the stump of Jesse. He is the son of David, the rightful heir to his throne, who will reign forever and ever. Jesus is the one from among the Jews, who would be their Messiah. He would be their anointed one. Jesus came for the lost sheep, the house of Israel. The Canaanite woman from the regions of Tyre and Sidon somehow knew all of this. She had heard of Jesus of Nazareth, whom she referred to as Lord, Son of David, a true messianic title. In her opening request, she entreated Jesus by informing him of her daughter's plight as one demon-possessed. Jesus did not speak a word to her. Not to be denied so easily, the woman persisted. Annoyed by this woman's urgings, Jesus' 12 disciples begged him to send her away, most likely requesting him to grant her the healing that she was wanting. Jesus responded with the truth established in all of Israel's history. I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Israel's Messiah was Israel's Messiah. No other race of people had the promise of the Messiah. He would come and he would minister to his people only. Taking the direct approach, the woman came and knelt before Jesus, saying, "Lord, help me." To her face, Jesus responded again with the truth, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." That is how God's blueprint of salvation looked. God chose one people from amongst the world, a lowly people, and he blessed them greatly. They were to be the image to the rest of the world of what it looked like to truly belong to Yahweh God. And this blessed relationship is what God wants for all people in this world, all of his prized creation. The sending of his Son to be the Christ is to fulfill this for all, not just some. But it could only come to fruition through the one people. And so God made it a habit, his custom then, to feed his chosen people with great bread. He loved them. He took care of them. He made covenant after covenant with them. And he remembered his promises to their forefathers, even after generations of Israelites turned their backs on God to follow other gods. Still, the Messiah would come from one people, and he would come for them, for Israel. And they were the children who received the meal of bread. All others are dogs. Not by the result of not being called, however. No, Israel would still be in the category of dogs if they were still in their own sin and not called out of it by God's grace. That calling gave them a new identity, God's chosen people. So now they were children, and they got bread. The Canaanite woman did not argue with this teaching at all. She grasped it. She did not refute it. At the same time, she recognized this Jesus, the man before her, as that Messiah, the Son of David, promised long before. She believed that he, right there in front of her, would have mercy on her and on her daughter. Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. You're right, Lord. We are dogs. No one else has the called status of Israel. No one else is given bread to eat. But we need not bread, only the crumbs. The crumbs from the master's table is enough. The woman believed that Jesus is that master, and that even the crumbs that he offered were worth eating. You and me, we are dogs. We do not belong to the bloodline of Judah, of David, of Jesus. And in our sin, we still remain as dogs. In sin, we are slaves. We are not sons. And yet, this is the problem that Jesus came to solve. Mankind was created in the image of God. And after we turned on God and continue to do so, we lost that perfect image as His sons. Our holy identity as the sons of God was lost when Adam first fell into sin. In our sin, we are dogs. We do not deserve anything good from the Master. Poor, miserable sinners who sin in thought, word, and deed cannot rightly expect to eat the same food as true sons. Even more so, we cannot expect to eat at all. We justly deserve God's present and eternal punishment. But out of true love, God did not leave it at that. In true passion for what He created, He sent His only begotten Son into this created world to take on created flesh, the uncreated dressing in the created. Jesus gladly did this for you. He bore your sins as dogs to the cross. He died to sin so that you would not have to. He has given you a new identity, His true identity as the Son of God. Baptism marks you with that identity, and the Lord's Supper sustains it for you, even as you hear the word of the gospel. For now, in this life, we feast on crumbs, what falls from the Master's table. And for you and for me, this is truly the body and blood of Jesus that we do feast upon, giving us faith and life to endure until that day when our identity as dogs, as sinners, cease. Our full identity as sons, along with the only begotten Son of God, on that day, it will be fully revealed and fully realized. Then we shall feast for all eternity, not on crumbs, but on bread. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Amen. Now the peace that does pass all human understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ.